This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It was a computer to make a point.
I've been waiting for this moment. Come on, Jory. Come on. Come on. Woo-hoo!
Oh, my God.
You just ruined it for everyone.
It's shocking people still listen to this show.
Thanks, DJ. Well, I'm not sure they are, but that's okay. Oh, boy.
Oh, welcome back, everyone, from the Tri-Studio, Paul and Jordana show. Jordana's in Colorado, Paul's in Florida, David in Minneapolis. We are glad you're joining us. Thank God for technology for us to be able to live our lives, have a little fun, and get to do a great show with you. So, fun day.
Yeah, I'm just happy my internet is working. I take nothing
Me
for
too,
granted.
Honey.
The older I get, the less I take for granted. The internet is still up, and that's good. And you talked about, obviously, more people working from home. I found it interesting. Commuting times have gone down in the Twin Cities, 20% compared with 2019, according to the TomTom Traffic Index. In Minneapolis, St. Paul, total time spent in traffic last year for the average commuter, 23 hours. Stuck in traffic the entire year last year.
Wow.
That's up 1% from 2020, but down 7% from 2019. And again, a function of more people working from home. By the way, 23 hours sounds like a lot. It is a lot. New York City, 80 hours in New York.
Oof.
L.A.,
oof.
An average, 75 hours. You know,
brutal.
3 days a week. 3 days of your entire year devoted to commuting. Chicago, 55 hours. And the other story that troubles me to no end, and I think I now know why so many of us are unhappy. Americans are having considerably less sex. And
is this true? This is devastating.
Why. Listen to this. 26% of Americans over the age of 18, more than one in four, did not have sex once in the last 12 months.
Really?
One in four eligible adults did not have sex. This is according to the General Social Survey. Is it the pandemic? No, it's part of a long-term trend. The 2 years with the next highest percentage of adults saying they didn't have sex once in the last year were 2016, before the pandemic, 2018, before the pandemic. Before 2004, the highest percentage of Americans who said they hadn't had sex in a year was 19%. So, it makes me sad, and I understand the pandemic certainly hasn't helped things. terms of getting out. But that's
but nobody ever went to their grave saying, I had too much sex. No, well, that is not that. I bet that has never happened. Nobody ever died saying, I wish I had less sex. No, everybody needs to be having more sex, because sex is like pizza. Even bad pizza is good pizza. It's good. You know, come on. Even bad sex is satisfying to some extent. It's connection. I mean, you should be having sex with a loving partner. I hope that you have one. Or you should be having sex with yourself. Do that more. Do something. Because that is something that makes you happy. That is something that we need. But, you know, Paul, that study is right on par with what we're learning about teenagers, because they're finding now that teens are waiting to have sex, obviously premarital sex. They're waiting longer. They're not losing their virginity at young ages. And the reason, well, at least one reason, they're also doing less drugs. They're doing fewer drugs, The reasons are because they're getting, when it comes to the drugs, they're getting a serotonin high from social media, because if somebody likes or says a nice comment on your social media,
really?
That is a serotonin buzz. Yes, yes. That is the same buzz, can be the same high that you get from drugs, and they're getting it from social media.
Huh.
And the sex, first of all, people might be having like text sex or you know, what we used to call it phone sex, but it's not. It's like, you know, FaceTime sex or whatever they're doing. They could be having that. Maybe that's not reported as regular intercourse.
But pornography too, right? I mean,
well,
it's everywhere.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. But I do know this about teenagers, that they are in constant communication because they can FaceTime each other. They can see each other. I know we feel very, you know, separated. And certainly the pandemic has done that. But teenagers are feeling, were feeling before this is pre-pandemic, more connected and felt less of a need. Some of them, this is what studies say. I'm not making this up. What studies say, they felt less of a need to jump to sex because they were getting, you know, emotional connection and what felt like, I guess, physical connection through their devices, because they could see their friends. They can be in constant contact with them. You know, when we were little, Paul, you know, yeah, you make a phone call. So you're on the phone a lot with your girlfriends or whatever. But at night, you know, you did not communicate with your friends. You were in your room or on your own or with your family or whatever. Now kids are communicating with their friends all the time. And you can look at it in a positive way. You can look at it in a negative way. But it has strengthened some relationships and made them more confident, made them more social, because they are in constant connection, so they can keep up those friendships.
Interesting. I had not connected the dots like that.
Yeah.
But
just a couple of dots.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
Interesting. All right. Thank you, Jura. There was a big settlement announced yesterday. Mm-hmm. Remington Arms, $73 million. Wondering what that's all about. Is it a pivot point, an inflection point? By the way, Remington is bankrupt. It's the insurance carriers that are going to have to cough up that $73 million. More on that, and specifically, Dr. Rachel Paulos, Professor Paulos, is going to be joining us from the University of St. Thomas School of Law to give us more perspective on what, if anything, that settlement means for gun rights and the rights of survivors of gun violence going forward. She's next. Paul and Jordana, DJ, producing today. Hope your Wednesday is going well. Hope you're having a good hump day. Not sure if you saw this, but Remington, the gun manufacturer, which, by the way, is currently bankrupt, the insurance carriers who took over for Remington agreed to pay $73 million in settlement with nine families of the Sandy Hook school shooting victims. This is the first time a gun manufacturer has been held liable for a mass shooting in the U.S. Again, this was the 2012 mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. The families alleged that the manufacturer marketed and sold assault rifles to civilians, quote, prioritizing profit over public safety. A lawyer for the family said he hoped this settlement would change the way gun manufacturers market their products. With us for some perspective to understand, you know, what just happened here is Professor Rachel Paulos, University of St. Thomas School of Law, former U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota. Professor, welcome back. Hello?
Hello.
Uh-oh, do we lose her?
Are you there?
Oh, hi, Professor.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Great.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Not sure if you heard my rambling preamble, but what exactly, what was your reaction to this Remington settlement? Is it a pivot point, an inflection point in terms of liability, in terms of legal accountability for gun manufacturers? This is focused more on how they marketed this particular assault rifle, correct?
It is, and I think it's very interesting that the plaintiffs in this case have obtained documents that show that Remington did try to market specifically to young men and to sort of prey on more insecure young men and put out materials saying things like, you know, having a gun like this will issue you your, quote, man card. And so in ways appealing to people that they already knew were vulnerable. And so I think one of the more significant aspects of this settlement is that all these documents that the plaintiffs have received are now going to be released to the public. And they view that as one of the most important functions that this lawsuit is going to bring to the public awareness of how gun companies are marketing.
Wow.
Okay. Professor Itzdradana, to win a lawsuit like this, do you have to show, I'm hearkening back to the libel Sarah Palin New York Times lawsuit, do you have to show malice? Do you have to prove that Remington acted in a way that was dangerous to the public? Or are they not held up to that same standard the way the Sarah Palin thing was thrown out with the New York Times?
Right. The malice standard is really quite unique to defamation law and then specifically law regarding what the media publish or say. And that standard itself is under fire right now. At least two Supreme Court justices have criticized it. And so I think putting that standard aside, the families here of the victims did not have to show actual malice in the way that a press case would have to. Okay. But they settled this case. It did not go to trial. And so we're not fully aware of all the factors that went into Remington's decision. But certainly public opinion has shifted over the years regarding the marketing, especially of very deadly weapons. And so settlement is a little bit different than the Palin case for two reasons. One, Governor Palin's case actually went to trial, was heard before a jury. This case never was. And secondly, First Amendment laws is very different than the law of personal liability.
This yes. was not a reflection of any kind of a sea change in Second Amendment rights. This was more, correct me if I'm wrong, this was more about deceptive advertising. The families were alleging that the advertising was deceptive. And my understanding, Professor, is that there's still a 2005 federal law, the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, that shields gun manufacturers from lawsuits when somebody misuses one of their weapons. But again, the family sued Remington on the grounds that its marketing strategy, as you mentioned, aimed at young at-risk males through product placement in violent video games, made it partially at fault for the Sandy Hook massacre. The ads represented these guns as combat weapons. Connecticut law prohibits deceptive ads. And at the end of the day, maybe that's why they reached a settlement, right?
Yes, and you're right that many state laws have statutes on the books that prevent deceptive advertising, including Connecticut, including Minnesota. And so the question was the state statute enough to overcome the very high bar of the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, the 2005 law that you mentioned? And in this case, Remington clearly felt they had enough potential liability that they wanted to settle it in advance. And again, we don't know all the factors that went into their decision, but this is not about the individual right to bear arms under the Second Amendment. It's about liability of gun manufacturers for deceptive marketing.
Got it. Okay.
I want to switch gears, Professor Paulos, for a minute. I want to talk about a former Minneapolis police officer, Totau. He spoke for the first time, really, since the killing of George Floyd and testified on Tuesday. He says that he was focused on crowd control and thought the other three officers were taking care of George Floyd. I guess taking care of his health. Is this a believable defense? Do you think it's going to work for him?
Well, he was the one person who had his back to Mr. Floyd for a good part of the time that Derek Chauvin had his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck. At the same time, the government is going to argue that all four of these officers had a responsibility to refrain from using unreasonable force, that all four of them had a duty to intervene and to provide medical care, and that all four of them equally shared in the blame for what the government says is the willful deprivation of Mr. Floyd's constitutional rights.
Okay.
But I do think they're in different positions, and I think ultimately the jury is going to have to sort out, does it matter that one of the officers had only been on the force for 4 days? Does it matter that another was not as actively involved? We have talked about, you know, from the beginning, it was expected that the other three, former Officer Tao, Quang, and Lane, would all blame Derek Chauvin, and it turns out they are blaming Derek Chauvin. They're also blaming the Minneapolis Police Department for their lack of training, and they're now trying to bring in something that didn't happen or didn't come in the state trial, this highly controversial term, excited delirium, and they're trying to essentially blame Mr. Floyd for what happened. And so I still think this is going to be an uphill battle for the officers, but they certainly are in a different position than Derek Chauvin.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because now we're hearing that a doctor is at fault for not properly training and this is hearsay, of course, for not properly training the MPD about excited delirium. Can you define that as a legal term, or at least as the term in the way the police use it for our listeners, excited delirium?
Well, it basically means that a subject displays perhaps violent or highly erratic behavior that can lead to death. I think it's important to note that the American Medical Association has rejected the use of excited delirium and has actually said that it's a term that is part of a system of systemic racism. That those are the AMA's words. And they have condemned the use of excited delirium, or that the application of that term, specifically in cases in which police officers are alleged to have used unreasonable force in restraining African-American men. So this is a highly charged term. It's controversial, even in the medical community. And it did not come in the state trial. So it's taken on a different role and center place in the federal trial.
Right, right. Oh, thank you. And thank you for explaining that. It's one of those, like, qualified immunity, excited delirium. We have to make sure we understand what we're listening to these days.
Right. It's hard to keep up for all of us, right? But that's why we have you, Professor Paulos, to help us make sense of the world. So we sure appreciate you coming on and fielding all these questions from left and right field. And we appreciate you. Rachel Paulos. Professor Paulos, University of St. Thomas School of Law. Thank you so much. We wish you well, and we'll have you back on soon.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Thank you. When we come back, it's one of my favorite segments of the entire hour, week, day.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
The travel preacher. We all like to travel.
Preach.
We all love to travel. Explore Minnesota, explore the nation, explore the world. DJ is up with some observations and epiphanies when we come back. The Travel Preacher next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
One of my favorite segments, I think, Jory, you feel the same way. And we're not just saying this because DJ is listening. But we actually, I get a lot out of these segments. And I have to say this, that when I was younger, 20s, 30s, even 40s, we did a lot of ski trips over spring break. As I've gotten older, I tend to now gravitate to the warmth, to the, you know, Arizona, Florida. I just need some warmth come March. But hey.
I get it.
Good memories, and now DJ is here. He's joining us to talk about getting out of our bubble when it comes to spring break destinations, which is something I need to do.
You know how torturous this is for me to sit in the studio in downtown Minneapolis and watch you guys, you know, one of you in Vail and one of you in Florida, and I'm the guy stuck here. But look, travel is still always on the mind, and here's the deal. A lot of people are thinking about spring break, and that's what's happening in my house. Mm-hmm. Everybody in my house has some time off next month for spring break. And, you know, some folks have already booked the trip to go skiing or to go to Mexico or to go to Florida, whatever it is. But if you're like me, that kind of slipped my mind. I booked a few trips earlier in the year, and we've got some time off in March, and I haven't decided what to do yet. And all of a sudden, I look at my options, and I go, oof, whoa, all those things, you know, like tickets to Cancun in the third week of March are very expensive, and I don't think I'm doing that. So We're stuck here, like a lot of people, saying, what else do we do? We've got the time off. We don't really want to stay home. So what are some other options? So that's what I'm going to try to give you today. And literally, like, these are the options that my family are talking about right now. Like, okay, out of these things, what should we do? So I got three different options for you today of what to do if spring break is coming up and you want to go somewhere, but that ski trip, that beach trip is not planned and probably not going to happen this year. So what else can you do? So here's three different options. My first suggestion would be to, and let me say too, I talk a lot about doing the opposite. Right. If everyone is going here, you go somewhere else.
Right.
Right. And everyone's right. going. Good advice. Everyone's going skiing or to the mm-hmm. beach. OK, let's do something else. So my first option would be to go to a city. Pick a city that you can drive to from Minneapolis, whether it's I did this one year with Milwaukee and we picked a random weekend in the winter. We went to Milwaukee. We ended up getting last minute tickets to a Milwaukee Bucks game. We hit a couple of the breweries there. But you can do that with, you know, Madison, Chicago, Duluth, like whatever. Pick a city sure. you haven't been to. And guess what? Not a lot of people are booking, you know, a long weekend in Milwaukee right now. They're all, again, going to the beach or the mountain. So mm-hmm. you can find a deal and you can still do a lot of things that these cities offer, even though, you know, the weather's not going to be fantastic, but it's still a good option. So pick a city you haven't gone to before, spend a long weekend there, and look up. There's a show to go see. There's a game to go to. There's a college or high school event to go to, and you can have a nice time.
I'm ambushing you,
sure.
but as you were talking, I was thinking, kids need to get out, they want to be active,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking Wisconsin Dells. Would that fit the definition? And I don't know how crazy booked or overbooked they are during spring break, but we've, you know, when the kids yeah. were little, they loved going there, and it's a nice, easy getaway. It's
yeah.
what, you know, 5-6 hours yeah. away.
I like Wisconsin Dells sometimes, but I like it much more when it's not so busy. So
yeah.
if Wisconsin Dells was on my list of things to do, I would pick a different weekend. I'd go Easter weekend or I'd go some random weekend right after school's done. I wouldn't try it over spring break because,
okay.
I mean, especially during COVID, but forget COVID. Nobody wants to sit in hour-long lines with a bunch of snotty kids at an indoor water park. Like, that does not sound fun.
That's
right?
facts.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
The Dells is
facts.
Great, but don't go on spring break. Instead, like I said, like, go to Milwaukee. The line at the brewery in Milwaukee is not going to be that long. And
the kids don't like the breweries.
You're going to get, well, I don't know. Then go somewhere else. Go to the Science Museum in Milwaukee. Do
there
they have
go.
A Science
yeah.
Museum?
Bingo.
I don't
yeah.
know. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Go there.
Bingo. Okay.
Okay,
right.
Option number two, and this one might be a little stretch for somebody, but the temperatures are warming a little bit here, but if you drive straight south to, say, Missouri or even northern Arkansas in the Ozarks, you can actually get, like, decent camping weather at this time of year. So if your family is used to camping, this might be a good time to get your first camping trip of the year in when... let's see.
It's not too cold.
It's not so busy. No, you can, you know, if you go, well, I don't know, Paul, you just drove through that area. But if you go to the right place at the right time in March, you could easily. We camped in Arkansas one time in February and it was 55, 60
oh, yeah.
degrees.
It's 50s and 60s in
yeah.
Arkansas.
And
March.
Most
yeah.
people love
Even
to camp
warmer.
In the spring and fall. And you can get those types of conditions
yeah.
this time of year in the Ozarks or maybe in Tennessee or places like that if you find the right place. And, you know, instead of going over 4th of July when it's 100 degrees and everyone's there, try a camping mm-hmm. trip now. And you know, maybe that's a long weekend or the full week or whatever you want to do. But I think it's a good time to head south and get a jump start on the camping season if you're into that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and then one more. Again, this is advice for, you know, if you haven't booked anything for spring break, what can you still pull off last minute? My last suggestion is would be to do a staycation. If none of those other things work, you've got some time off with your family, take some intentional time and say, we're going to explore some things around the Twin Cities. And I've done a few other segments about this. I'll do them again with some suggestions of things to do around. But the one thing I'd like to say about a staycation now is consider springing for the hotel or a cabin or staying overnight or even going to stay overnight with friends or family across town, because there's something about not sleeping in your own bed.
Right.
That especially
yep.
if you have mm-hmm. kids, that add to the adventure, because when you're mm-hmm. in your own bed and you wake up and that laptop is still there and the same old house project is still there, you'll be tempted to mm-hmm. go to those things just like it was any other day. And if you're an hour away with family, and this is something that we're considering doing, is going to visit family that we haven't seen in a while, that it's not that far away, we can drive there, but it'll still feel like an adventure, particularly for the kids, but even for us, just to have a new environment, a new place. Look, we're not doing the big ski trip. We're not flying to Cancun this year. Maybe that'll be next year, but this year we can do something more simple. But getting out of your house, sleeping in a different bed is important.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
What do you think of, have you taken the girls down to Camp Snoopy? At MOA?
Camp
Have
Snoopy.
You done?
Oh my gosh, it's called Nickelodeon Universe now, Paul.
Whatever, it's still always, it'll always be Camp Snoopy to me.
No, you know, we typically don't do things like that with our kids. I'm sure we will when they're a little bit older, but you know, I don't know. When your kids are like, you know, 1 and 3, like my kids are, I can pull them on a sled down the street, and they think it's the best ride they've ever been on. So I don't know that I'm going to spring for the tickets to go to Camp Snoopy at this point.
The other thing.
I don't blame you.
Have you been to the Como Zoo?
Oh, yes.
With the flowers.
Yes,
absolutely. It's pretty spectacular right now.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The Como Zoo is something we actually do fairly regularly because with younger kids, the amount of time you have for something like that is usually an hour or an hour and a half, and then it's time for snack time or nap time or lunch time or whatever. It's not like it's not like you're going to go to the Minnesota Zoo and spend 8 hours there. When your kids are a little bit older, I think we want to do that. But right now, the Como Zoo is the perfect attention span for our kids.
It's not Camp Snoopy, huh? I think that's fake news.
Yeah, what was it, 17 years ago? Maybe longer.
Well, you'll know when we're out of this pandemic and you can actually take Jordan. You will go to Nickelodeon Universe and you will. The Pepsi ride is still there, but they have tons more things. And you'll know all of the shows he's watching. And there's I imagine there's a Paw Patrol or there whatever he's going to love. There are rides for him. But you just haven't been there in a while, Paul.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going
small
back.
Kids in a while.
Have you been on the log shoot at Camp Snoopy, Paul?
I have. I think I might have done that at least once.
That's still there.
That's fun. That is
still there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's funny, David, when your kids are older, spring break has a whole new meaning, you know, because they're planning trips to Cancun and now the parents go on these trips. Like when I was a kid, first of all, I didn't go on trips like that, but people did go away for spring break, but parents never went. Now parents are going on these trips, which, I had cancer and was in the hospital, so I dodged that bullet when my kid had to go on spring break. So she said, went with a couple other families, but I was like, okay, I'll do a round of chemo. You guys go to Cancun together during a pandemic. It's okay. Enjoy that. I think they went to Florida. It was Florida for their spring break, you know, a little normalcy for the kids, but now the parents are going. I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad, a little chaperoning, but yet, you know, the kids are kind of off on their own doing their own thing. So it's a weird space for parents.
Hey, DJ, thank you. Thank you. That was informative.
You bet. Get out there and travel. Let's go.
All right.
Yes. You're the best.
Okay.
All right. When we return, a couple of show highlights. There were some. Yes, absolutely. You'll hear those next.
So it's been a jam-packed show, and thank you for hanging in there with us. Dr. Poland, Greg Poland from the Mayo Clinic, a vaccine expert, globally renowned, had a warning for those of us who think the pandemic is magically over.
If this were the very beginning of the pandemic, think about what we'd be doing. But it's because of our own emotional exhaustion and desire for this to be over that we're treating it like it's already over. Let me give this analogy. It's like we're running a 4-lap race. We've just finished the 3rd lap. We can see around to what we think may be the finish line, and we stop and declare victory.
Yeah, we're not ready, unfortunately. We'd like to declare victory, but we absolutely cannot. We also spoke with Brooke Morath. Brooke is a victims' rights advocate, a sexual assault survivor, about this Prince Andrew case. Prince Andrew, we are learning, has now made a donation to a woman who has accused him of sexually assaulting her on 3 separate occasions. So I wanted to talk to Brooke, who has lived through this horror, and see if what she thought about these kind of settlements for sexual assault.
I have multiple reactions from different perspectives. It's easy, I feel, to be frustrated when there's not admissions of guilt. However, I think it's very important to remember that it is a civil case and not criminal. And the expectation or hope that there would be a formal admission of guilt was just it was never an outcome that could be expected. So I think that doesn't change the fact that, of course, it's frustrating, especially with this degree of suspected perpetration and just how far it goes. You know, I think we all share that desire to see accountability and the establishment of guilt on a more formal level.
Yeah, she was terrific. It was great having her on, and we appreciate her reaction to that. We asked Maxie, look, Twins baseball is coming on CCO. It may be a little late. We asked Mike Max for the latest on the lockout and how far back stuff is going to get pushed this year.
They're not on track, but I wouldn't say they're off track, meaning they could get to a place pretty quickly, but they need a deadline. They need something that says if you don't get it done by now, then we're going to miss the first week of the season, something like that that'll get their attention. They can get there if they want. It's the dancing around. It's the you know, all the stuff that goes into it.
Dancing.
Dancing.
It's like TikTok?
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Is it TikTok dancing?
TikTok. You, the Russians, the Ukrainians, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. The news is next at Timberwolves pregame at 6:30, Wolves and Raptors at 7 p.m. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
DJ's cool. I'm not really cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.